أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن لم تجدوا فيها أحدا فلا تدخلوها حتى يؤذن لكم وإن قيل لكم ارجعوا فارجعوا هو أزكى لكم والله بما تعملون عليم. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 28 of Surah An-Nur, following from the previous ayah, ayah number 27. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded us to two things when we wish to enter the house of somebody else, and that will be, number one, we will make salam, number two, we will seek permission from that person. In the context of days after Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how would this be done? In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person will seek permission three times. If it is verbal, then it will be three times seeking permission or three times making salam. Otherwise, if it is a knock on the door that we will have to do, then we will knock three times. In the modern context, ulama have written, if it is a buzzer, an intercom, a bell, then that will also be done three times. In the Mubarak life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once went to visit the house of Sayyiduna Sa'd ibn Ubada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to the door, he said, "Assalamu alaykum." He made salam to Sayyiduna Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu heard the salam distinctively. He recognized that this is the Mubarak voice of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Sayyiduna Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu felt it opportune that this is the time I should capitalize, that this is the salam of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salam is not something that is a formality, it is a dua. And this is the dua of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he responded very softly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the outside didn't hear it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made salam for the second time. Again Sayyiduna Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu felt it opportune to respond to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam softly, in a manner that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not hear it. So he will get another opportunity of the salam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made salam for the third time. And again Sayyiduna Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu responded, but he responded softly, not audible to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now Sayyiduna Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu begins to hear the footsteps that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leaving. So very quickly Sayyiduna Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu opens the door and he follows the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "I heard your salam, but this is how I responded." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyiduna Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, "I had made salam three times. In other words, I sought permission three times from you. I didn't receive the permission, so I was going away." And hence then Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the house of Sayyiduna Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu served Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That hadith goes into great details. But the important thing is, verbally, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the knock should be three times. And number two, the istidhan, seeking permission, should be three times. If that is not found, then a person should leave. In the Mubarak life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, after they heard this hadith of knocking, how should a person knock? So generally at the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba would knock with their fingernails. In other words, the tip of the finger and the fingernails hitting the door. You can do it the other way, but the fuqaha have written, it must not be so loud that a person becomes afraid or it disturbs someone. It shouldn't be so soft that the person inside does not hear it. It must be sufficient and it must be audible. And hence, we also find in the narration that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family, and we also found from the Azwajul Mutahharat and the Sahabiyat that they also, Umme Ayaz radiallahu ta'ala anha, she used to say, we were four women that would visit Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and each time we went to the door, then we sought permission from Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in the manner that has been described in these ayat. Now going forward to all of that, Allah ta'ala says, فَإِلَّمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا. If you do not find in the home, in the house, anybody, in other words, the people have left, they are gone, there's nobody there, فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ. Then do not enter the house. If the household are not there, then don't enter the house. The only time you have permission to enter, حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ, when permission is granted to you, that is the only time that you will enter the home. وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. If perchance the person in the home is occupied with something, with someone, is unable to see you, and if that person then denies entry, he denies permission, the ayat of the Quran here, Allah Ta'ala says that if you are told return, in other words, I cannot see you at this moment, farji'u, then return. Do not argue with the person, perhaps I've come on an urgent mission, or perhaps I've come from so far, then return. Huwa azka lakum, that is more purifying for you. Many of our pious ancestors used to say, and this is their zeal and enthusiasm to follow the hukam and every hukam of the Quran Sharif. So they would say that we waited for this opportunity our entire lives, that we fulfill this hukam of Allah, that we go to the door of someone, we knock, and that person denies us entry, refuses us permission, and they tell us go back, and we can go back, but our lives have passed and we have never found the opportunity to make amal and practice upon this ayah or this portion of the ayah of the Quran Sharif. So this shows us how enthusiastic they were to fulfill every hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wallahu bima ta'amaluna alim. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows best what you do. In other words, all of this will never go unnoticed if we follow the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would reward us. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.